There are now more than 100,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 worldwide, and one of them is 67-year-old Santa Clarita, California resident Carl Goldman. He caught it on the Diamond Princess cruise that was quarantined off Japan last month. He's now at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha in a federal quarantine. Carl, so glad you could join us.
Of course. I'm thrilled to be there. I wish I was in the studio with you instead of sitting here in my quarantine unit in Omaha.
Well, I'm sure. And I'm also, but you know what? I'm happy to say that you're well enough to be speaking with us. How are you doing?
I'm actually doing fine. The virus hit me in route to the States when we were released from the Diamond Princess. About 2 hours into the flight, I woke up with a really high fever, 103 plus. We were on 747 cargo, military cargo planes. There were no stewardesses, just the pilot, co-pilot, and three medical crew in hazmat suits, a doctor from the Air Force and his team. Unlike other colds that I've had, there was no sniffles, no stuffiness, no sore throat, no body aches. All I had was a dry cough that still persists. That's the only thing that reminds me that I still have the virus.
So at its worst, you were not that sick.
No. And most of the people I talk to and everything I'm hearing about in the news, it seems as if 98% of the people do get a fairly mild reaction to this. Unfortunately, there have been a number of deaths here in this country, and we've had a number of deaths on the Diamond Princess.
Still, you do have the virus, and of course, health officials are going to take that very seriously. So they take you off of this airplane, and I understand you go straight into federal quarantine there in Omaha. What has that been like? What kind of medical care have you been getting?
Yeah, that's been two stages. So the first 10 days when I arrived in Omaha, I was put in a biocontainment unit that was set up by the CDC right after the anthrax scare after 9/11. And it's like a scene out of the Andromeda Strain. So double glassed windows, heavy duty door, and anyone entering and exiting my room came in full hazmat gear. That went on for 10 days while I was getting my body restabilized after the fever.
Carl, who is paying for this time you have spent in quarantine? Is your health insurance stepping in? Is the federal government picking up the tab? And by the way, you're self-employed, right? So that's probably a factor here too.
Right. We are self-employed, but I'm an old fart now, so I'm on Medicare, luckily, and have a good supplemental. So insurance will cover part of this, but the government is picking up most of the tab. On the 10th day, they moved me to a lower level quarantine area. It's where my wife was. She never got the virus. We were still separated. She was in another room in the same building, as were a total of 15 of us coming from the Diamond Princess have been quarantined here now in this lower level area. It's more like a individual dorm room with, I should have TV, I have internet, I have a exercise bicycle in here. No one walks in here without, they're not wearing hazmat suits anymore, but they are in full body gear, and I have to answer the door wearing a mask.
Wow.
So there still is a lot of protection here, and I need to stay quarantined until I can test negative 3 days in a row.
And that has not happened?
No. The last test was on Wednesday, and that came out positive. And those tests are done with a cotton swab that goes up way deep into the nostrils, each nostril for about 5 seconds, and then deep down the throat. So that's a lot of fun.
So maybe
I'm taking one for the team here.
And hopefully they'll learn something from those tests. But this is very interesting because you feel fine, it sounds like. I can hear it in your voice. But you still have the virus in your body. So conceivably, maybe you go home and you go home too early, you could get somebody sick. What about that? When you go home, are you worried that you will be something of a persona non grata or have some sort of scarlet letter when you go back into society?
Yeah, I suspect I'll have a scarlet C tattooed to my forehead. My wife, who's been negative the whole time, returned back to Santa Clarita on Monday and went back to work. 99% of our valley has been wonderful and open arms, but we've had a number of people treat her because of the negative reaction she's getting from some. She's not going in to get her hair done or her nails done unless they agree to doing off hours when no one's there. Our dog sitter, who was just wonderful, who watched our house during the time we've been gone, and we've been gone since January 17th, he went into his regular work the next day after Jerry returned, and the owner fired him, which is hard to believe.
Wow.
And but fired him strictly because he had been in contact with my wife. So there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of fear. We made a decision after that event happened. We made a decision that when I do come home, even though I'll be free of the virus, I'll have the stamp of approval and many letters from the CDC, so I'll no longer be contagious. We agreed that I'm going to stay home for 14 days and not go out in public places just to give everyone a chance to chill and get adjusted to that.
So you've had a lot of time to think. It sounds like you're going to have a lot more time to think. And you are living with this disease that the entire globe is responding to right now. I'm sure you've seen this. The stock markets have fallen sharply. Schools are closed. People are starting to hoard cleaning supplies. From your vantage point, what's your take on the world's reaction to all this?
Yeah, I think it's overkill. Obviously, it's tragic because 2% are dying from this. But the panic doesn't need to happen. We need to be proactive. We need to be vigilant. This virus does travel very, very easily, and there's no cure for it right now. We're all contagious, and we go for days without realizing that. I recommend everyone pick up a good digital thermometer and use that as the guide and the comfort tool, because every time you sneeze or every time you cough, you don't want to freak out thinking you have the virus.
That's Carl Goldman of Santa Clarita, California, who is recovering from a COVID-19 infection and in quarantine at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Carl, thanks for your time. And I hope you get home to your family soon. Good luck.
Thank you so much. You take care.